This is Charles Blue with the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, and I have with me on the phone Dr. Jay Lockman, also with the NRAO.
Morning, Charles.
Good morning. I ask you to join me today because there's been an interesting result with the Green Bank Telescope. Apparently, astronomers have detected something interesting floating in intergalactic space between two of the galaxies near the Milky Way galaxy, M31 and M33, which are the Andromeda and Triangulum galaxies. Can you tell me a little bit about this discovery?
The scientists using the Green Bank Telescope found some smallish hydrogen clouds floating in free space between these two galaxies in our local group. Now, when I say smallish, I mean they are actually the size of dwarf galaxies, but they are much smaller than either of the very large spirals themselves. What makes this discovery very puzzling is that you have these apparently free-floating clouds in intergalactic space whose origin is a complete mystery. We don't really know how long they have been around or where they came from or where they'll end up in the end. There's been a lot of evidence in recent years that big galaxies like the Andromeda Galaxy have been assembled over time out of pieces of smaller galaxies. And with Andromeda especially, you can see streams of stars that trace this ongoing interaction. But these hydrogen clouds seem to have a very different origin, and it's not clear how it relates to these other features around Andromeda, if it relates to them at all.
Are these things tied to either one of the other galaxies, or are they independent things floating in space?
Well, they don't look like they are tied to either of the large galaxies. When you look in detail at the hydrogen around large galaxies, you'll see these bits of clouds, often with enough mass in them to make a million stars like the Sun. But they are in fairly close proximity to the big galaxies and are probably falling in. The newly discovered clouds don't seem to be part of that population. And at the same time, it's not obvious that there's any stars in these new clouds. So they have the kind of size of a dwarf galaxy, but dwarf galaxies are really defined by a very active stellar population, and we don't see any hints of that in these new clouds.
So why were you looking at this area of space to begin with? Was there something there that caught your eye?
Well, some years ago, there were some observations done with telescopes in Europe that indicated there was very faint diffuse gas stretching out from Andromeda toward this other galaxy, M33. It was so faint that it was only with really extreme effort that they were able to detect it, and there were even some suggestions by other groups that this was not real. So we used the Green Bank Telescope, which has exquisite sensitivity and much higher angular resolution, and were able to confirm not only that this gas was there, but that it clumped up into these clouds.
So can you speculate, what are these things and what are they doing there?
Well, one of the most obvious possibilities is that these are a tidal structure, that somehow a galaxy passing by Andromeda drew out a tide of gas, either from Andromeda or from the passing galaxy, and we're seeing the remnant of that tide. It's not clear from what we know about the relative motions of the galaxies in the local group, though, that that's a plausible idea. I think people studying interactions would suggest that if one occurred at all, it happened quite a long time ago, and we might not expect to see remnants of this in hydrogen still around to be discovered. Another possibility is that this is material condensing out of a dark matter filament that pervades the local group of galaxies. It's expected that dark matter, which dominates the gravity in the local group and the universe, could have a lot of hot gas associated with it, and as this hot gas cools, hydrogen clouds could condense out of it and then possibly rain in on galaxies.
So this could be one possible way to trace the existence of dark matter in the local universe.
It certainly could. And what makes this discovery especially fascinating is that we've only looked at a small part of the space in the local group and even between the galaxies Andromeda and M33. There could be a lot of clouds like these out there that have yet to be detected.
So with this discovery in hand, what would you like to learn now?
Well, one thing I would like to know is, are there more of these clouds connecting up towards Andromeda Galaxy? We've looked right now just in an area that's pretty much between Andromeda and M33, but there's certainly evidence in some of the older data that there should be more diffuse gas as you get closer to Andromeda, and it would be really great to be able to see if we could trace out a tidal stream or if we could trace out a dark matter filament in these very faint clouds.
And you really need the Green Bank Telescope to go back and do these future observations.
Yes, there's really no other radio telescope with the sensitivity and the stability to be able to routinely detect this very, very faint hydrogen emission. The GBT is the instrument of choice for this research.
We've been talking with Jay Lockman from the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. To learn more about this result and other discoveries in radio astronomy, go to www.nrao.edu.